Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day one of Spring Letter Month. Spring has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Well, during the month of March, you'll be encouraged to write to us and share with us your feedback regarding our programming. In addition to listing what programs you listen for on a regular basis, I hope that you'll also comment regarding the new news service, that would be World Radio News, that we've been airing for the last month or so. How would you say it compares to SRN News? And if you had to choose one news service over the other, which one would you pick? Well, there's so much more you could include in your letter to us, and I'll give you some ideas as the month goes by. The main thing is that your letter lets us know that you're listening. Well, this email letter was received during last September's birthday letter month. I've gotten to know these listeners quite well over the years for reasons that will be obvious as I share their letter with you. It comes from Don and Joan in Algoma. Greetings to all our friends at WRVM, and thank you, Mike, for all the time and work you put into planning all your wonderful trips. For us, getting up in age, we really don't want to do a lot of driving anymore. Your trips are always such a blessing to us. We were traveling with you way back when you had trips to Chicago for Moody Founders Week. What a wonderful time and wonderful blessings we received being at Moody Church, and excellent speakers we were blessed with. What a great trip and wonderful memories. Thank you for sharing such wonderful times with us. God is so good. While listening to Record Request, I am writing this letter. What a sweet, sweet time to be able to just enjoy wonderful music each Saturday. Two wonderful hours. Well, just want to wish your station and all your wonderful staff members a thank you for being there for us anytime, day or night. Now, if you're not a letter writer, so to speak, keep in mind that letters don't have to be long to be an encouragement to us. Lee emailed to say, "Thank you for continuing to give us Christian programs that keep us focused on our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is much needed as we go through our days in this crazy, mixed-up world." We'll be listening for the letter count each day. I record this program the day before, so I can't give you a count today. Letters received via the U.S. Postal Service and emails count toward our letter count. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin 54174. Our email, wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.